Cuomo criticized the New York Police Department and New York City's Mayor Bill de Blasio after the looting of numerous stores in the Bronx and in some of Manhattan's prime shopping districts on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday nights, saying they did not do their jobs. The comments set off angry responses from the mayor and NYPD leaders and the police union, saying the criticisms dishonored the force. The governor later called the police commissioner, Dermot Shea, to apologize.
My issue was with the management and deployment, never about the police officers.
The governor says some of his childhood friends from Queens became police officers, and he's always respected the force. But the governor also appeared to justify some of his previous comments, saying the discussion led to better deployment of police to limit looting.
We got results. Last night was a much, much better night than the night before.
Cuomo also credits the imposition of the 8 p.m. curfew for a reduction in crime. Tens of thousands continue to protest peacefully following the May 25th death of George Floyd, an African-American man from Minneapolis, after an officer placed him in a chokehold for several minutes. That officer has been charged with third-degree murder. The governor also delivered a response to President Donald Trump's controversial photo opportunity on Monday, where military police cleared a peaceful demonstration in a park outside the White House grounds so that the president could walk to a nearby church, where he posed for pictures holding up an unopened Bible. Cuomo brought his own Bible to the briefing. He read passages that he says are relevant to the combined crisis of the coronavirus, the death of African Americans during police encounters, and the massive, largely peaceful protests taking place across the country.
Here in New York, we actually read the Bible, and there are some passages that I think are especially appropriate for today and this time of where we are. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Matthew 5. If a house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand. That was Mark 3, actually, before Abraham Lincoln. Turn away from evil and do good. Search for peace and work to maintain it. Psalms 34.
Cuomo confirmed that he refused to send New York's National Guard troops to the White House when the president requested them earlier in the week to help quell the protests. The governor says he does not believe government should use active military for political purposes. And he says he also disagrees with the president's action to call up federal troops from Fort Drum near Watertown to deploy them to the nation's capital. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.